Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Minister K.G. Kenya reiterates that government will conduct enumeration of four minority tribes of Nagaland. Deputy Labour Commissioner T. Chubayangar calls for collective commitment in protecting rights and dignity of children and adolescents. Nagaland Governor gives away Governor's gold and silver medals to 24 personnel of Assam Rifles. Central government approves supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Now the news in detail. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye, who is also the state spokesperson today, reiterated that the state government will conduct enumeration in line with RIIN for the four minority tribes of Nagaland, namely Kukis, Garos, Mikirs and the Kacharis. Addressing media persons after a state cabinet meeting held in Kohima today, Mr. Kenye said that the government has been very generous in not pushing back the cut-off date of 1st December 1963 and accommodating everybody. Reacting to the discontentment expressed by the four minority tribes up to the extent of filing litigation, Mr. Kenye said that they need to understand that it is an opportunity that has been given to them to be a part and parcel of the state. He viewed that their contention is that all the Kukis, Mikirs, Kacharis and Garos, whoever come to the state, should be conferred indigenous status of the state. The minister asserted this status will be offered to only those who have been living in the state prior to 1st December 1963 and the names of whose parents, grandparents or forefathers had appeared in the electoral roll on the first state general election 1964. Mr. Kenye said that in order to identify who falls in that category, enumeration will have to place. The state spokesperson appealed the four minority tribes not to resist or think of other options and threaten the state, otherwise government may be compelled to review the very decision for them. A one-day state-level sensitization workshop on provisions of Child Labour Prohibition and Regulation Act 1986 with its amended Act 2016 and amended Rules 2017 and the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act was held in Kohima today. Delivering the keynote address, Deputy Labour Commissioner Kohima T. Chubayangar called for reaffirming the collective commitment of all in protecting the rights and dignity of children and adolescents, particularly in the context of Child and Adolescent Labour Prohibition and Regulation Act. Mr. Chubayangar said it should be the collective mission to ensure that these laws are not just written words but are actively enforced and integrated into the fabric of the society.
It's imperative that we work collectively with local communities, NGOs and government bodies. Government alone also will not do. NGOs alone will also not do. We should collaborate more and more so that the heartbeat starts faster. This collaboration should be targeted at creating a supportive ecosystem to prioritize the well-being of children. Today, I urge each one of us, including the policymakers, educators, community leaders, enforcement agencies, activists, and so on, to commit to a renewed sense of urgency in our effort to eradicate child labor.
Asserting that the Act has made considerable strides in prohibiting child labor and regulating adolescent work, he said one must also recognize that challenges remain. Mr. Chubayangar further emphasized on addressing the root causes of child labor, including poverty, inadequate educational facilities, lack of opportunities, and a lack of awareness about children's rights. The investiture ceremony of the Assam Rifles was held today at Dr. Im Kong Liba Ao Hall, Rajbhavan, Kohima. During the ceremony, 10 individuals were awarded with Governor's Gold Medal and 14 were awarded with Governor's Silver Medal. 7th Assam Rifles Battalion and 45th Assam Rifles Battalion were given the Governor's Unit appreciation for their exemplary works. Speaking on the occasion, the Nagaland Governor, Laganeshan, said that the investiture ceremony is a celebration of the unwavering dedication, courage and commitment of brave men and women of Assam Rifles. Mr. Ganeshan said that as the Governor of Nagaland, he has always been inspired by the exemplary service rendered by the Assam Rifles. The Governor said that the role of the Assam Rifles extends beyond safeguarding the borders and they are vital pillars of the community, acting as peacekeepers and facilitators of development in remote areas. Their presence has ensured not only security but also stability, which is crucial for progress in the region, he added. Congratulating the awardees, Mr. Ganeshan said that their exemplary actions inspire not only their fellow soldiers but also the entire nation. The governor also acknowledged the battalions that have excelled in their duties. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. The central government today approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this is a step towards inclusive development ensuring nutrition security. He said the total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the development of infrastructure in the border areas. He said the government has approved the construction of 2,280 kilometers of roads, which will be built in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab. Nagaland Governor Laganeshan and Chief Minister Nephew Rio have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Durga Puja and Dashera. Wishing everyone a joyous and prosperous Dashera, Governor Laganeshan expressed hope that this festival will bring strength, happiness and success as it symbolizes the victory of good over evil. He hoped that the spirit of Dashera will inspire and help in overcoming challenges. Chief Minister Nephew Rio in his message wished the people a warm and joyous Durga Puja and Dashera. He expressed hope that the celebration of good over evil will fill our hearts with hope, courage and positivity. The Chief Minister called for celebrating the spirit of victory and new beginnings. Nagaland Power Department has informed that it will be carrying out vegetation clearance and maintenance program of 33 kV and 132 kV transmission lines under Kohima Transmission Division from October 14 to November 4. Executive Engineer Transmission Division Kohima, Engineer Namhyo Kate Zeliang said there will be total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily to facilitate smooth execution of activity which is unavoidable. The areas to be affected include Southern Angami, Chedema, Rosoma, Medical College and parts of Kohima Village, Lalmati, Zubza, Chakabama and Chozuba, Northern Angami, Puguboto and Peg District. All consumers in the affected areas have been requested to extend cooperation and bear the inconvenience during the shutdown period. Tuinsang police have successfully solved a complex blind murder case involving the death of a police personnel, ABC Soyimkumba Au. Tuinsang police said the case, which had no initial clues, was cracked after nearly 3 months of rigorous investigation. The case began with the filing of a missing reported by the wife of Soyimkumba Au on July 13, 2024, and the subsequent recovery of dead body 6 days later. Through diligent work and meticulous investigation of Tuinsang police, 5 suspects were identified and they admitted to have abducted and assaulted Soyimkumba Au due to financial dispute, which tragically led to his death. Investigation revealed that the accused attempted to stage the murder as a suicide case by means of leaving the dead body hanging. And now to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Minister K.G. Kenye reiterates the government will conduct enumeration of 4 minority tribes of Nagaland. Deputy Labour Commissioner T. Chubayangar calls for a collective commitment in protecting rights and dignity of children and adolescents. Nagaland Governor gives away Governor's gold and silver medals to 24 personnel of Assam Rifles. And central government approves supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.